So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We want to get a definition of child prodigy. And we would like to find the parents that truly believe that your children are child prodigies.
Isn't that every parent?
No, I don't think it is. Let me get phone number out. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Jeff has perhaps the shining example of what really a child prodigy is.
Okay. This will be a tough one to beat, but this is what made us think of it. A week or two ago, I got a press release from a PR firm representing something that had to do with one of the hospitals nearby here.
Okay.
And they were going to be doing a demonstration of this medical procedure. I don't even know the details, because the only line that stood out was that the person who would be doing the surgical procedure, the demonstration of this new surgical procedure, was 15 years old.
Doogie.
1-5. And he is the one who invented this procedure.
Wow.
Okay, now that's a child prodigy.
Yeah, wow. So basically they got this badass like tour bus Winnebago looking thing that is a mobile surgical center. And the company that is pitching this product is traveling from hospital to hospital. And doctors can come into this mobile center and scrub in and watch this 15-year-old do the process that he invented on actual patients.
Now that right there, that's the definition of child prodigy.
If you're that kid's mom, you're allowed to say, "This is my son, Bert. He is a prodigy."
I don't know if I would want my child to be a prodigy, to be
it's
honest with you.
A lot of pressure right there now.
Yeah. Didn't we talk to a mom recently whose child was like 11 and going to Morehouse?
Yeah, that's right. That's a child prodigy right there. I think that if you're a parent of a child prodigy, either one of two things is going to happen, Melissa, because we're not getting any calls, and we normally get calls on everything we ask for. Mm-hmm. You're either very protective, because if you say the words, then you sound like you're bragging.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you have a child that is nowhere near being a child prodigy, but he does something fairly special, and you brand him child prodigy.
Yeah, I would say we're not looking for, like, the surgery thing may have been, like, too much too soon. Like, maybe you have a kid who you are convinced, because he knows the capital of every state within 1 second, makes him a prodigy.
If you're 2 years old, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, you'd be fun to talk to. Or if your kid plays the guitar better than anybody else in the world. Like, he could be in Led Zeppelin. He's such a good guitar player.
He's like 3 years old.
In your opinion.
The only one on hold is producer Tracy.
Whose daughter is that?
Whose daughter is a prodigy at everything.
No, she's not. She hasn't said Dada yet.
Just the only part that she's not perfect in. Only one call. 877-588-2378. Amanda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you today?
Good. My daughter is 14 months old, and she's amazing. She's already walking. She's talking. And she loves to sing. And when Usher's Oh My Gosh comes on, she'll start dancing, like shaking her booty and everything. She's so awesome.
This makes her a prodigy.
I believe it makes her a prodigy.
What sort of stuff?
No other kid I've seen that's her age does it.
So what is her category of prodigy? Is it dancing? Is it walking at 14 months? What is that?
Entertainment is her prodigy.
Entertainment.
She loves to entertain. She loves to be in front of everybody.
Okay.
Now, I think you're fairly typical. I got to be honest with you. Because what you're explaining to us, maybe because we can't see it, doesn't sound prodigal. Is that the right word?
Prodigal.
Prodigal. But it does sound like something unusual.
Just be aware that you're listening to a show that is having a difficult time using the word prodigy in a sentence. That'll give you an idea of
when
the scope.
When you get your dictionary.
Yeah,
I know.
New listeners.
She'll be on YouTube soon and you'll see her.
Okay.
She's going to be awesome.
When she gets her millionth hit, you give us a call back and say, I told you so.
No, I'd love to see it with one hit. Like, as soon as you put a video of her doing the best that she can do up on YouTube and send it to us. That would be
I
fun.
Will.
That'll be fun to watch.
I'd love to see it. Serious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If she can do like some Michael Jackson moves, then that's like one thing.
It's a bold statement. Like if I have...
Just because she can dance doesn't make her a prodigy.
Right. I mean, there's a real difference between having a amazing gift at that age and just having a special talent.
If my two-year-old drew out a blueprint, an architectural blueprint of something, that's some kind of freaking nature prodigy thing, but not because right. they can bounce freaking up and down nature. When
if you're traveling the country in a Winnebago turned surgical suite to demonstrate yes, what yes. you're
that's
doing
a freaking
at age 15
that's freaking a freaking nature prodigy nature.
let's balance now. I'm just saying I would like all the call. I don't want to discourage anyone from calling in,
of
but
course
I,
not to brag about your child
then
I do want to say that to summarize the conversation we've had so far is we've had a 15-year-old who performed surgery on the road and a 14-month-old who really shakes her ass at, oh my gosh.
Her ass?
It's not even an ass yet. You can't even say that. Good morning, Elizabeth. You believe you have a daughter that is a child prodigy.
Well, I mean, she's not like, you know, submitted to Oprah or anything, but she is pretty awesome. Anytime she hears a song or anything like that for the first time, and she's not two yet, she'll go in there on a little drum set that I bought her, and she'll repeat it exactly.
Okay, now that could be a talent
you're
right there.
Closer. You're getting all closer. Right.
You're knocking on the door here.
Yeah.
So she
play
will
play the drums.
Yeah. Well, it's not like a adult drum set, but she has a little. It's got the snare drum part, and then the other one, the tom.
Okay.
But she can play it like. If she hears a song, even if it's the first time she heard it, she'll go in there and play the drum beat.
The beat.
Exactly.
I want to see that on YouTube.
I do. Or, this was our initial idea, is to bring you guys in like one a day this
yes.
week to see it in studio, and then we would video it, and we'd put it up on okay. YouTube for you.
I think your child qualifies.
Yeah, that could be it.
We'll see.
I'd love to see it. Would you bring your daughter in?
I would.
And the drum set.
Yeah, and the drum set, of course, too.
Yeah.
But let me put you on hold. We'd be very interested in seeing that and putting it up on YouTube for you.
Okay, awesome.
You can turn that into cash.
See,
man.
That
if
is unique.
If I got a child prodigy, I'm turning that
into
cash.
But it's
I'm
not a real drum set.
Right there. What do you mean?
It's
she said
drum
it wasn't
set.
A real
drum
set.
A little toy drum set. Doesn't matter.
It's a toy drum set.
She's got a snare
somewhere.
And her still, little cymbal.
Still fun to watch.
If a little 2-year-old is drumming in beat to a song she just heard, that's pretty amazing right there. 877-588-2378. Good morning, Steven. You're on the Burt Show. Wendy's not buying it. Hey, Steven.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, good. Sir. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Just my 2-year-old niece, well, she's 4 now, but she was playing Rachmaninoff and Mozart at age 2 on the grand piano.
Okay, then that's
come on now.
That's a prodigy.
Yeah, she actually at age 3 went to Spivey Hall down here at Clayton State University and was playing a concert.
Well, okay.
Do you have video of that?
I don't, but I can try to get you one.
There certainly has to be video of that somewhere.
Cool. Oh, yeah, yes. There is video. I just don't have it with me now.
Yes, we would love to see that. Let me put you on hold, and I'll have Joanna talk to you, and maybe you could send that. We'll put it up on our website.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Did you say that was his daughter?
His niece.
Wow.
At 2 years old, was doing that.
That's
yeah.
impressive.
I want blood tests, though, because he's probably somebody that went to Spivey Hall to see her perform, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's I'm her uncle.
Here is Tammy. Good morning, right. Tammy. You are on the Burt Show.
If that video is authentic, I'll be your uncle, too. Cool with that.
What's up, Tammy?
Hey, guys. Let's go.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, my son, since the age of 3, he's now 6, but since the age of 3, he's been able to recite all of the presidents of the United States in order or out of order. If you ask him which number, president number 35, he can tell you. He can tell you what the vice president was for that term, what party the president wow. was, since the age of 3.
Wow. And how old is he now?
He's 6. I didn't realize it was such a big deal. It was my first child. I have 3 now, but I didn't realize until he went to school and everyone was so awed by him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
yeah. amazing.
I didn't know until I had my other kids and they were dumb that he was I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
I would
also.
Like to see that.
Then my younger son couldn't even figure out the ingredients for a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I have a 3-year-old, and the only thing he's really good at is sticking his fingers up his ass.
I wish you guys could see him. I mean, I have a videotape with him from his pre-K graduation when they let him come up on stage and do it.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. Let me put you on hold also. I've got a video that of Hollis qualifies. Doing that with his butt, too, if you guys want me to bring that in.
Would love it. Yeah. Sure. Put that on YouTube.
Yeah, you be sure and bring that in, wink, wink.
I learned it from you!
This break right here is going to convince Bert to stop sending those tweets out with, like, Hollis, stop eating Hayden's foot.
Stop Hollis, licking the TV screen.
Please do not put your toys in the toilet.
Don't wipe the boogers on the dining room table. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Tell us about your child prodigy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, morning.
I have one kind of similar to Steven's, but my daughter does two things, actually. She plays the piano. She just turned 3 about 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we put her, my aunt's a piano teacher, so we thought it would be fun to put her in piano classes, and within 2 weeks, she moved her up to the same class as the six-year-old.
Whoa.
She was playing, she loves that Beethoven's her favorite, and she likes to, like, she can play the beginning of almost every Beethoven song. She
really?
Can't, she doesn't know the whole song.
Wow. That's incredible.
Now, again, I don't know what the defining line for prodigy is, but that's certainly advanced.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that it was really neat because she can't read music. But if she played it 2 or 3 times and showed her how to play it with her hands, then she would, like, follow her and do it exactly the same way.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive right there, too. Yeah. Yeah. I think what we were hoping for is to get a whole bunch of people lined up for the week and have... bring them in one at a time mm-hmm. to see this, but we don't have enough people that consider their kids child prodigies.
And we don't have a piano.
Well, I have a 3-year-old that could carry one in here for you.
Okay, perfect.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.